I was calling to see if you can give me scriptures where I can renew my mind again and work for God. You know, to not live in the flesh, to live in the spirit.
Well, the Bible tells us that if you come to Him just like you are, He will not cast you out. Mm-hmm. And the very fact that you have this inclination right now, you've got this desire to be close to God, it's the Holy Spirit working on your heart, and the goodness of God is leading you to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
One thing you can do, Lisa, is, do you have a regular devotional life? Do you read your Bible and pray every day?
Yeah, I do. I pray every day, but today I started, like, I made an oath with God. I was going to read the whole Bible this year,
mm-hmm.
but I just started reading today in Genesis. I read all of chapter 1. The first few days of this year, I didn't start. I just started today.
Well, I'll tell you what, don't be discouraged if you don't get the whole Bible read in 1 year, because if you're doing one chapter a day, you won't make it.
Well, no, I know that. I only read one
day. If it takes
you
3 years, you're better off. If it takes you 5 years, just stay at it. Some people say, I'm not going to make it, and they give up. And if you read one chapter a day, if you read 6 verses a day, just don't lose the habit of feeding your soul on the Word of God every day.
Yeah, you've got to feed on it every day, or you fall, right?
Yeah, because, you know, the Bible says, Thy Word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin. And if you're struggling with temptation and you want more of God's Spirit, you need more of Christ in you, and He's the living Word.
Mm-hmm.
As you read the Word, you get Jesus in your mind, and it keeps you from sin. And that's what Jesus did when the devil tempted Him. He said, it is written.
It takes all the bad out of your head, though, right?
Well, you're overcoming evil with good. Instead of your mind being filled with untruth, you're being filled with the truth of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And so you overcome evil with good. You fill your mind with the light of Christ, and it crowds the darkness of the devil away. Okay?
Uh-huh.